This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, you know, we always talk about how, this employee screwed up, and these employees are calling out, and these employees don't care. Why don't we talk about the employees that just crush it, that just do above and beyond? Well, check this one out. A 15-year-old girl from Edina, Minnesota, Sydney Rayleigh, saved a woman who was choking on her chicken McNugget. And this happened at an Eden Prairie McDonald's drive-thru. And this employee jumps through the drive-thru window to save this customer who was choking on a McNugget. Rayleigh is autistic. I told you, the autistic children and teens and all that on the spectrum are some of the smartest possible. Jumped through the drive-thru window, performed the Heimlich, and she had learned it a few years back. This is, I remember I told you guys I want all kids to learn first aid, CPR, things like the Heimlich. So this Minnesota teen just saved a woman's life, 15 years old. She was working a, quote, mostly normal shift, you know, same old at an Eden Prairie McDonald's. She popped her head out of a window to inform a customer that the rest of the food would be ready shortly. But then she noticed that the woman was in trouble. She was coughing like crazy, and she noticed she was gagging. Remember, somebody choking is not going to say, excuse me, everybody look over here, I'm choking, can I get some help? They could be dying quietly, which means you got to be always looking around. If you're, by the way, if you do work in a restaurant, I used to do this, I used to always look around, just do a survey quick, no one's choking, good. Because I was like, you're not going to know about it until, of course, somebody's with them. Somebody with them will scream. That's usually how it is. But if somebody's eating alone, that, or they're drinking at a bar and they're eating, you know, pretzels or those nuts, if they're with nobody, no one's going to say anything. So a bartender always kind of does a quick survey too. So Sydney told KR 11 she was coughing like crazy and I noticed she was gagging. Her daughter was in the passenger seat and she looked so freaked out, I immediately knew, oh no, she's choking. Rayleigh, who has worked for the restaurant for 7 months, told her manager and the woman's daughter to call 911 and began trying to save the woman. She said Rayleigh remembered the Heimlich maneuver when she learned from taking a Red Cross babysitting class at age 11, and the training kicked in. So she jumped out of the window, told her daughter to call 911, and started doing the Heimlich. She attempted it a few times, couldn't do it. And remember, she's only 15, so if the woman is big, it's sometimes kind of hard to get your arms around and get a real good thrust. So a fellow customer stepped in and was able to dislodge the nugget from her throat. Wow. She said it could have ended worse, but I am super thankful for that bystander who helped so much because I am decent at first aid, but if it weren't for him and our efforts together, it could have ended so much worse. So, police officers responded to the scene and gave the girl $100 for her efforts. Very, very cool. The money came from the police department's crime fund and is awarded by officers in quantities of $50. Demonstrating outstanding works. Oh, so each officer gave her $50, so she got $100. Sergeant Scott Middlestead said she is well deserving of that money. We need more of her in this world. Absolutely. And her parents, Tom and Stephanie, were beside themselves going, yeah, that's our kid. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm going to go home and, you know, what are my kids doing? One's probably in his underwear playing video games. Anyway, so that all worked out great. So the Heimlich. Okay, so choking is the fourth leading cause of unintentional death. But there are some things you can do. Now, there's been a lot of back and forth with back blows. We used to do back blows, and then we said, stop it. Don't be doing them. Well, the Red Cross is, I think, back to recommending 5 back blows. But most of them, American Heart Association, don't teach this technique. I do the back blows on the infants, where you could flip them over, or the young kids put them in like a Trendelenburg, where like their head is down, and then you could do the upward thrust on the back. But with the Heimlich, you can do it on almost anybody except an infant or somebody pregnant. You also, it's kind of hard to do on yourself. You almost need a chair or something. But basically, what you do is, one, is whenever you see any sort of choking, you got to call 911, okay? Or if there's a bystander, if you're like, okay, I'm going to be the Heimlich, you know, I'm in charge of Heimlich, you call 911. Somebody has to take control. So calling 911 is key, because the Heimlich might not work. And even if the Heimlich does work, they're going to need some help. Then you get the person to stand up. Position yourself behind the person. So I'm not sure how this works in a drive-thru, because the drive-thru's in my neck of the woods is tight. If you only got X amount of real estate, you got to kind of squeeze in between the wall. You position yourself behind the person. You lean the person forward and give 5 blows to their back. That's according to the Red Cross. I just place my arms around their waist. Now, what I do is I try to find their, if I could be less technical, the bottom of their breastbone. And then I make a fist. And I make a fist with my thumb. And it's going to be between the belly button and that process, that bottom part of the sternum, okay? And then you put your thumb in, and so the fist is basically like thumb in, and the fist is closed. And then you grab the fist with your other hand, and you push it inward and upward. So you're making like an L. And you do it at the same time, and you do 5 of these abdominal thrusts. Now, that should give enough air to expel it up and out of the esophagus. If the person cannot stand up, then you're going to straddle their waist, you're going to face them, and then you're going to push your fist inward and upward, like, you know, like kind of if you were drawing an L upside down. Now, the pregnant woman is a little tricky. So pregnant woman is going to be a little different kind of maneuver. You're going to have to place your hand a little higher under the breastbone. And then, yeah, because, again, you know, if the uterus is already above the, by 20 weeks, 20-week gestation, the baby is already at the uterus or the fundus is already at the level of the belly button. So above 20 weeks is like a centimeter for each week. You're going to be just hitting the uterus. So you got to be kind of above that area. And then with the infant, we flip them over and we do the back blows. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember when 911 came out? 911, not Reno 911, but that's a good show. I remember hearing about it in the 80s, but I think it came out in the 70s. And I remember being told, look, if there's an emergency, you call 911. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to remember that. I thought you dial zero. You're supposed to dial zero for an operator. And then you go, operator, operator, give me the police. And then the operator gets you the police. And in fact, somebody, I thought, stole something of mine. So I was really little. And I go, operator, operator, give me the police. And she's like, what'd you lose? And I go, I don't know. She's like, I will send a whole squad. I'm like, oh, no, 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 my mommy will get mad. just send like one police officer. Like, no, we can't. We'll have to send a whole squad. They realized I was just a little kid. I was like, oh, no, I'll find it. It's okay. Nowadays, I'm like, oh, yeah, let me put some makeup on. Ooh-wee. Whole squad's coming over. I got to look all sexy. So when 911 came out, that was great. Emergency calls. Well, forgive me. I had no idea, but eventually we went to 311. 311 is non-emergent calls. I never got the memo. I don't know how I never got the memo. So I can't tell you how many times I would call 911. They go, you know, you called 311 for this or 311. I'm like, what? So we have a lot of different emergency numbers. 311 is non-emergency police, fire, municipal business. 511 is road and traffic conditions. I've never tried that. 711 is telecommunications relay service for speech and hearing impaired. 811 is call before you dig number. Now, I think this is in Washington, so I don't know if that's also across, you know. And then 911 is, of course, emergency response. I think there was also supposed to be some numbers to report, like a narcotic. So there's like a whole bunch of different numbers out there. But the one thing that I always kind of confused me is the suicide hotline. Now, God bless those who work the suicide hotline. But if somebody is feeling suicidal and this is you and you're like, I can't do this anymore. I just want to talk to somebody. You could call 911. But the suicide hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. I'm not going to remember that. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it's long COVID. I don't know what the heck, but there's no way I'm going to remember 1-800-273-8255. So fortunately, by July of 2022, that number is changing to 988. So people in crisis, or if you're trying to help somebody, if there is somebody that could be suicidal, now mind you, if somebody has a gun, if somebody has a knife, if somebody's about, you know, call 911. Because again, if you think you're in jeopardy or they're in jeopardy immediately, you're going to need as many, you know, first responders as you can get. But if it's, look, you know what? If you can't talk me out of it, I'm going to die. I'm going to do it. Call 988. Get the suicide prevention hotline on the phone. This is going to be as of July. On Monday, the federal health officials are announcing more than $280 million to smooth the transition from the current 10-digit number to 3 digits. So $280 million, I'm assuming, is going to be one to do the conversion of the number. I'm sure there's going to be a call forwarding, which shouldn't be too much money, but also the education of people knowing you call 988, you call 988. So three-digit dialing to reach suicide health counselors has been a long-time goal. I don't know why it took this long. The Biden administration said it wanted to help deliver an on-schedule launch this summer. The new 988 number will also handle text and chat. Not sure why we have to wait another 7 months for this, but things in the government take forever. If I were you, I would already just start doing call forwarding. You know, I mean, the government can own any phone number they want, so just already start call forwarding it. Well, and then over the next 6 months, start getting the word out. And, you know, there's a lot of ways to do that without having to spend millions. But mind you, suicide is still, sadly, you know, grips the country in record numbers that, and let me see if I have the numbers for you guys, if they want to spend the money on that, I'd rather they spend it on that than in the pockets. So with suicidality, it's interesting because many people think, is a hotline going to help? Can somebody actually talk somebody out of suicide? And the answer to that is abso-flippin-lutely. That's what these counselors do. By the way, of the $282 million, $177 million will go to bolster and expand the existing crisis's network operations and telephone infrastructure. Remember, you need somebody on the other line. So the money will go to having people there. Plus, the chat text response are also going to have a sub-network for Spanish speakers. The rest of the money will go to staffing at local call centers. So suicide is about the 10th leading cause of death. 47,000 people committed suicide in 2019. It dropped in 2020, but then again, the numbers could be skewed because of COVID. And then suicide attempts result in 300,000 people seen in hospital emergency departments for self-harm injuries. Rates of suicide rose steadily over much of the last 20 years, and it remains a leading cause of premature death for people from their teens well into their 50s. So what happens? You know, I had a friend who committed suicide. I think I might have been the last person he talked to, but I didn't know he was suicidal. My roommate was going to be doing a international student exchange in New Zealand, although it wasn't an exchange, she was just going there because we weren't getting a student. So I worked with somebody at the EPA, and he needed to leave. He wanted a new roommate. So he was going to move in, and then I called him because my friend was taking the VCR, and I wanted to take Melrose Place. So I called him up and I go, hey, all right, I'm excited about this week. Do you have a VCR? He goes, yeah, I have a VCR. Okay, good, because I go, if not, I'll buy it, you know, because Melrose Place. Because I know you love Melrose Place. Okay, all right, good, talk to you soon. And then that night, apparently he made himself a tent. He worked at the EPA, so he knew chemicals. I think it was a chem major. And then I think it was cyanide and hydrochloric acid. He did some sort of something where he made a tent and breathed it in. His roommate didn't know. His roommate thought he moved out already. He didn't see him for days until he smelled something. And apparently he was in his room. People at work were like, Dahlia, have you seen him? And I go, no, he's supposed to move in, but he hasn't returned my calls. And he had been dead for days. I never knew where he lived. I just knew he was going to move in. And so, you know, if somebody doesn't ask for help, there's all these missed opportunities. And I can't tell you how many times people have killed themselves, and everybody thought they were fine. Everybody thought they were happy. Everybody thought they were like, you know what, they're good. If they need help, they'll ask for it. And the suicide prevention hotline is really about that. If you need help, you ask for it. So it can help that percentage of people that are going to ask for help. Sadly, the majority of people that do it won't tell anybody. But for those that do, and there are many people going, look, I want to make sure this is the right decision. Yeah, it's interesting. Somebody like me, I always want to make sure. I always second guess and research and want to make sure. I'm not very impulsive, although some things I do wing it. Like when I cook, I'm like, you know what, let me add this. You know, so some things I might wing it. Or like on the show, as you can tell, right? Okay? But for the most part, if I'm going to make a decision, I'm going to cross-check, you know, do my accounting, calculate, whatever. So I could see somebody like me going, look, I just want to make sure this is the right decision. Guys, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Oh, no, don't do it. And I'm like, that's not the answer I wanted. You know, so sometimes you will get those, people will reach out like that. It might not be that blatant. And so if somebody doesn't want their family to know, but they want an anonymous ability to talk to somebody, 988 would do it. Now, again, remember, 988 is not up yet, so the suicide hotline number is the 1-800-273-8255. But, you know, what we do, and again, I'm not a psychologist by field. My field is family medicine. But some of the first things we do is we don't panic on the other side of the phone. And we don't panic in the doctor's office. You know, that person wants, we don't want to trigger them. They want a calm discussion. And so we have a calm discussion, a very academic discussion. You know, okay, you want to end your life. You know, talk to me about that. What brought you to this decision? Well, this. Have you ever tried it before? You know, if you were going to end your life, how would you do it? Because we want to know we want to know if also anybody else could be at risk. Well, I want to turn up the gas and I want to light a match and have the whole place explode. Where do you live? Well, I live in a 10-story apartment. No. So, you know, we do want to also kind of gauge, you know, what could be going on. And then, you know, we talk about, you know, well, you know, what are your options? You obviously came to this option. Why? You know, what are some other options that you don't think are going to work for you? And then we start working through those other options. So I can't reproduce the whole call, but it's, I'm glad they're doing this. 988, that's going to be fantastic. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Christian Aid Ministries is reporting the 12 missionaries who were abducted in Haiti managed to escape on their own. The group escaped their captors at night and used stars for navigation to trek through the dense brush for hours. The group included a married couple, a 10-month-old baby, and children ages 3, 14, and 15. They're all back on American soil. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake hit Northern California on Monday, bringing significant shaking but minimal damage to the sparsely populated area. The earthquake occurred just after noon and was centered off the coast about 210 miles northwest of San Francisco. Some rural roads have experienced rock slides as a result of the earthquake. That's according to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. President Biden will be addressing the nation today about 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
For those who choose to remain unvaccinated, he'll issue a stark warning and make clear unvaccinated individuals will continue to drive hospitalizations and deaths.
USA Radio News. Another Democrat congressperson will not be seeking re-election and will retire at the end of her term.
Florida Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy, a leading voice of the House Democrats' moderate wing, announced Monday she won't seek re-election next fall in another stinging loss for her party.
These last few years have been some of the most rewarding moments of my life, but also some of the most challenging. Public service is not without personal sacrifice, and as a mom of two young children, my time away from them has been hard. For them, for me, and for our family. So I wanted to share with you that I will not be seeking another term as your representative in Congress.
Murphy is the 22nd incumbent House Democrat to forego a re-election bid next year. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A protester in San Francisco disrupts Democrat Nancy Pelosi on Monday.
Member of the state legislature, this is it.
USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you guys go to the doctor, how many of you care if you get weighed or not? Now, probably half of you are like, oh, yeah, you can weigh me, I'm fine. Well, yeah, you're probably the skinny ones, right? You're like, yeah, weigh me. When I go to the doctor and they say, all right, Dahlia, let's get on the scale. I'm like, oh, God, really? And they're like, oh, man, well, hold on. And then I start stripping. I take off the shoes. I take off the jeans. I take off the... And I don't care that there's patients around. I'm getting on a scale, right? You know, I suck in my stomach. I pull out I used to pull out my contact lenses. I take off my Apple Watch. Meanwhile, I'm like half naked. And the nurse is like, it's okay, Dr. Wax, we'll just take off a pound or two for clothes. Take off 5 pounds for my clothes. Take off 5 pounds for my clothes, please, and I'll put them back on. You promise you'll put your clothes back on if I take off 5 pounds for your clothes? I promise. All right, we'll take off 5 pounds. Good, so then I get all dressed again. Like, I just pass by, I keep going, nothing to see here. And then I get on the scale, and then I'm like, oh, God, can you take off 10 pounds? So it's a routine for me to get on the scale. But, you know, interestingly, right, you know, I make a joke of it, and, you know, I can go about my day. But apparently there are some people that are really, really triggered by it. They are triggered so much that some doctors are even passing out cards while they're in the waiting room saying, look, if you don't want to be weighed, show us this card. It's a please don't weigh me unless it's really medically necessary card. It says, if you really need my weight, please tell me why so that I can give you my informed consent. Well, why? On the back of the card, it says, I'm trying to read this. It says, because most health conditions can be addressed without knowing my weight. When you focus on my weight, I get stressed, they said. In this card, weigh me every time I come in for an appointment and talking about my weight like it's a problem perpetuates weight stigma. Now, again, I see pros and cons to this, but we need to talk about that one. I pursue healthy behaviors regardless of my weight status. Health at every size. So this comes from more-love.org, asking doctors not to weigh patients every time before they come in because it stresses them out. And the group was founded in 2016 by Ginny Jones, a U.S.-based life coach who specializes in eating disorder recovery and provides free online resources for parents about weight, food, and mental health. So here's one thing, though, okay. Let's talk about why this would be helpful, okay? Trust me, I'm going to dig into it, but we're very fair and balanced devil's advocate. Where this could be a piece is there are many people that don't want to go to the doctor because they don't want to get weighed. They just don't. And I can understand that. When I go to the doctor, I love seeing my doctor. But I go, oh, God, I don't want to be depressed about my weight. I don't want to think about it. I need to think about it. I need to address it. But, you know, so many people will avoid completely going to the doctor because they're like, well, I want to wait till I lose my 30 pounds. Well, if you don't lose your 30 pounds, you're never going to the doctor. So the idea of, look, we're not going to weigh you. Come in. You can still get your dental visit. You can still do whatever. Get your pap smear. We're not going to weigh you. Might actually get some people to come in. So that's interesting. Okay? There's that. The other thing, too, is as a doctor is I know your weight without you even weighing. You know, I mean, when you're in this business, I could just look at somebody and I know how many kilos they are. You just do. So whether you are 5 pounds up or 5 pounds down, and I'm seeing you for, let's say, you know, an infection that I want to see if it's responding to the antibiotics that's there to take out your stitches or to remove an infected toenail, it really doesn't matter to me if you went up or down 5 pounds. Now, on the flip side, if you have congestive heart failure, I need to know your weight. If you have thyroid issues, if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, we got to be on that weight. And because people are very number-oriented, we could go, look, you lost a couple pounds. Because a lot of these medications are helping control weight, a lot of these diabetic medications. We want to know if there's an effect with your weight. So this truly medically necessary, well, that's going to be debatable. Now, most people's poor health, if it comes to diabetes and high blood pressure, can be rectified with weight. So if your doctor's not going to address it, who is? If somebody showed me that card and said, look, I don't want to be weighed unless it's medically necessary, then I would respond and say, that's totally fine. I get you. But who is going to have that conversation with you if it's not going to be us? You know? Now, I would never call a person overweight, fat, anything like that, because I understand how delicate, you know, people could be, and I don't want them anxious. And I would always come up with the positive. I'm like, hey, you've lost weight since last year. What did you do different? Now, they might have only lost 5 pounds, but they lost weight. And then I'm like, okay, how do we snowball that? That you lost 5 pounds. What did you do? Because I need to lose 5 pounds. And then some. Okay, all right, can you cut another soda? Can you maybe lay off the diet soda? Maybe the diet soda is doing it. Let's talk about it. But good job. And I try to be positive. I might need to figure out that there's a thyroid disorder. If you did gain 5 or 10 pounds and it's been a couple weeks, maybe, you know, your thyroid's off. Maybe you have fluid retention. Maybe there's something else going on. So, to me, anything we do in a doctor's office is medically necessary because we don't have time for fluff. But that's not what's going on here. What's going on here is people don't want to be stigmatized or triggered. Now, we have that problem with our youth. We have that. We, you know, and again, I see both sides. We don't like bullying. We don't want people identified as, well, she's skinny, she's overweight. You know, he's muscular, he's not. He's tall, he's short. These were descriptors that used to just plague people for life, and we don't necessarily have to do it, although your weight is the one thing you have more control of changing than your height, obviously. But we've kind of gone from, all right, look, you know, this is what you need to work on, this is what you need to do, let's buck up, let's do it, to you can't go there, you're going to trigger him, you can't go there. Well, obesity is a huge issue. And if we're trying to save your life and prevent you from an early death, somebody along the way is going to have to tell you to lose the weight. Weight's also an issue with jobs. How many overweight people can't get a job? They can't get a job because people go, they don't care about their weight. They're not going to care about, which is a bad stereotype, but people will use stereotypes and have biases because of weight. When are we going to talk to people about that? So if I have a patient that doesn't get a job, you know, I'll talk to him about a makeover. I'm like, okay, so tell me, what are you wearing? How's your hair? What's, you know, talk to me about that. Let me see your nails. Your nails look clean. You know, what is triggering in this interview? You know, and then I might say, look, there might be a bias towards age. There might be a bias towards weight. You know, what can I do to help? Can't help you with the age, but I can help you with the weight. So these are things that we could talk about without the triggering. Now, mind you, in patient's defense, you have doctors out there with no bedside manner, and they won't work with the patient. They'll be like, you're overweight, you got to lose weight. One doctor, my doctor, he was my breast doctor, he would like go, okay, these are too big. Okay, that was his way of telling me to lose weight. Mind you, when you lose weight, then they get saggy. And I was fine with it because you could talk straight to me, but there's a lot of people that, again, they get triggered. So you're going to hear more and more of these trigger warnings, these triggers, try not to trigger me. You know, I like the idea of there being a choice. I can't stand going somewhere and be like, all right, take off your clothes. You know, I get the idea of informed consent. And you could say, look, if you don't want to be weighed, that's what I told my patients. If they don't want to be weighed, they could refuse. No big deal. I don't have to necessarily give them a card. I don't have to, you know. I mean, you know, but, you know, when are we going to, we went the other way where we're not having these conversations and we have a whole younger generation who's obese, who's so afraid of getting triggered that we're putting their health at risk. 1-877-DR-DELI.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So years ago, there was some discussion on if we should get rid of D's and F's, where everybody passes. And that didn't go over well because a lot of people were thinking, oh, man, so everybody gets a medal, everybody gets an award. And advocates of it are like, well, look, we want to train on competency. We're you know, we have a goal to teach. So when you just fail somebody, how do you reach that goal? And there was debate, and it didn't really go anywhere. But now that things have moved so progressive, and there's so many things that are now kind of being tested because there's this great reset going on, we're starting to see schools just dump D's and F's, those grades. And so I don't know if you heard in the news a couple days ago, there, I believe a lot of California school districts are getting rid of D and F grades. Los Angeles, Santa Ana, Oakland Unified, Sacramento City Unified, and other California districts have decided to limit the use of D's, phase out F's completely. High schoolers who fail a test or homework assignment can get a do-over or more time to complete the work. Students who don't ever finish assignments or who fail the final exam will get a quote-unquote incomplete. Now, this is being reported by EdSource. Now, again, this is more California. I'm not exactly sure what's going on in every other school district, but according to Stephen Kellner with California Education Partners, he says what mastery learning does is allow students every opportunity to show that they know the material, and if they don't know the material, to get the support they need to demonstrate it. So this is competency-based learning. Advocates argue that it should be based on if you mastered it, what students have learned, instead of how they test. Supporters also hope it will help kids re-engage after nearly 2 years of virtual learning during the pandemic. Of course, critics are blasting it because it lies about the students' progress. Some call the grading system idiosyncratic. Said one teacher takes homework assignments late, the other has extra credit, one curves scores on tests. So there's a clear and objective unfairness to students if they get one teacher versus another. So critics also argue that bad grades serve a purpose, letting students know they haven't learned adequately. So let's hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is the concept of getting rid of D's or F's the good one or a bad one? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let me give you my opinion first, because I always give my opinion. Absolutely. Love giving my opinion. So when I was in medical school, if I had to put in a central line, or put in a Swan-Ganz catheter, or put in a bladder catheter, or if I had to deliver a baby, we didn't really have A, B, C, D, F. I mean, you'd have honors, you'd have pass, and you'd have fail. I don't know anybody in my class who failed. But if I didn't really get out of medical school until I could show I delivered a lot of babies. And so you had to master these things. You didn't finish a rotation without doing the procedures, understanding how to manage somebody with diabetes, manage somebody with CHF, manage them. You had to show competency. And then to make sure, not only did you have to show your superiors that you had that competency, then you had a test. Now, studying for the test didn't make a lot of sense for me because I was post-call, 36-hour shifts. If you got the test after doing back-to-back 36-hour shifts, whereas somebody else got to sleep, come on. And the test was only given on one day. So there was that kind of discrepancy. And then you're going to be testing me on something I have to study. I don't have time to study because I'm on call. So I didn't like the concept of tests throughout my clinicals because my clinicals were supposed to be, well, you know, show me what you got, show me what you do. And I'm also, even though I could study for a test, just because I could study and memorize something doesn't mean I know it. And I would even tell my superiors, look, I know I aced the test. Can I at least... I just want to make sure I'm doing this right. So I'm a firm believer that, you know, being able to study for a test, which I was always able to do, doesn't necessarily make me smart or competent in that task. So I like the idea of, look, I want to know that you guys can dissect the frog, or you could do the chemistry test, or you could, whatever they're giving in school, or you could do the math. You need to show me you can do it. And so in medical school, when I taught in a medical school, what was really cool is people had to, show you what they could do in front of you. I'm like, give me the case presentation, report it, present it to me. I can't test that. but I could see it, and then I could give you pointers. And I loved one-on-one feedback. The problem is there's not enough teachers for that. So competency-based learning is very draining on an educational system that doesn't have enough teachers. If you have a teacher full of 100-some kids, you're going to be like, look, just take the test. But me as a teacher, I'm like, I really want to know every single person got it. Because I'm teaching future doctors. I trained residents. I trained students throughout my career. Anybody that came into my office, I'm like, I want to know that you know this. Because if you don't know this, you're going to be a crappy doctor. So competency-based learning, a must. Now, do we get rid of the D's and the F's? Well, that's another thing. Okay? One thing about medical school is if you fail a test and you repeatedly fail, we could only do so much. I mean, because in medicine, you only have one shot at a patient. And if you can't save that patient with your one shot, I mean, you don't get five shots sometimes. You don't get extra time. You don't get to redo. You get one shot. Same thing with first responders. Same thing with a whole bunch of jobs. Just like with construction. You can't build a building bad. You got to build it right the first time. You have to be 100% all the time. And so what those tests do is they kind of prepare you for real life. I mean, what are we doing with school? What is the whole purpose of school? School is not so much to be babysitters, but to prepare you for real life, which means we need to make sure you're competent, and you have to know what it's like to fail, because you will fail, and we all fail. And what do you do when you fail? You pick it up. So I would look at school as a hybrid of that, okay? Where, now, I did not like our grades being posted. I mean, in medical school, our grades would be posted. So I remember I would look at the list, and I wouldn't even try. You know, everybody's all looking at the top, and I'm just like, I'll just kind of sneak under because I'm probably at the bottom. Now, I didn't do that bad in medical school, but I was never at the top. No way. Now, I worked during medical school. I never expected to get the high grades. But I knew my stuff. I passed my boards. And by the way, in medicine, we have boards. Because they want to make sure nobody got through, you know, smiling and flirting and doing whatever, going, will you pass me? You see, did I do this right? You'll pass me. And then all of a sudden, they get out there in clinicals or they get out there in residency and they mess up. So, you know, we do have boards and you know, your unified school district might get rid of the D and get rid of the F. But if you're going to go into medical school and you have to take, you're going to have boards. I mean, there's going to be pass-fail. You either made the cut or you didn't. Navy SEALs. You either made the cut or you didn't. And if you didn't, what do you do next? I talk to a lot of people, a lot of pre-med students. And I'm like, look, you might make it. But if you don't make it, what's plan B? You know, do you want to teach? Do you want to do science? Do you want to do therapy? Do you want, you know, just because you fail a test or you don't make it into medical school, there are so many other things in healthcare that you could still do. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. So I'm kind of the thinking that everybody should, if they are going to fail, experience failure. You have to experience failure because you're never going to, every success I've ever had was preceded by a failure. How many times did you screw up the Christmas cookies? You had to fail to go, oh, I need to add sugar. You know, you have to have that combat. But I also agree that people, they could copy off of somebody else and ace the test or pass it. We do need to show competency. So I like a hybrid. But, you know, we got to, you know, kids need to learn how to fail and then what to do next. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.